You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Devin Haney and his people did a rematch clause with Jojo Diaz. So to me, that doesn't look like they're secure, like they're sure that they want to fight us. Oh, that's Eddie says that that's his fault. Okay, I'm saying it. I'm saying, but that's not our job because we don't do rematches.
It doesn't matter to you, though.
Yeah,
of course it matters.
But when you promote it,
it matters
in the right
to
way.
Me because no, now we got to think about if you're gonna win or not.
No, because it would matter you if he. You know.
All right, so right here. You got me a camera.
Getting closer.
I called Mauricio Sulaiman, and I told him to do a petition for Devin Haney to sign the petition.
Yeah.
Okay? Could he do it right now, or he has to wait after
we'll
the fight?
We'll do it. It's not a problem.
Okay, so why are you waiting?
I mean, Mauricio. To worry about.
But Mauricio already said it.
He's never said it to me in his life.
He said it on national TV.
But no one talks to me about it.
Is Mauricio here?
You talk about these things like the Bob Arum interview.
No,
no one's talked to me.
I told Mauricio to go on national TV and tell the people that all the Haney's got to do is sign the petition. You heard this.
No, I didn't. But we've got the convention coming
over.
Up. We're ready to do it.
It's all over.
We're ready
it's
to do it.
It's all over the news. Everybody knows. You knew about it, right? I know you knew about it. Everybody knows about it. So let him sign it. Yeah.
I'm ready to eat. Everybody knows about the petition.
You know what I'm saying? Let them sign it, and we could make it. We could seal it. We could make it mandatory.
What's going to happen? Right? Is this is what's going to happen? Let me tell you how it's going to go.
I got Kambosos.
You got to beat Kambosos.
Then we make the fight.
And then yes, but then what we're going to do is we're going to go then to Bob, and I'm going to go, Bob, I want to make this fight, right?
Bob said it's okay. He's not saying that.
If he doesn't want to pay for it, I'll pay for it.
Exactly.
There you go.
So you win. You win twice. You win three times. You know, and I wouldn't have no say so about
wait,
that because
I gotta step in though.
Get the middle, kill.
I gotta step. No, no, I'm staying right here. But ESPN will fight for it too.
They can have it. We can do it on ESPN. We can do it on both.
In association with ESPN. That's
I like that.
If it's the right deal for everybody, we can do it on ESPN.
Everybody's gonna win.
Can put it on both. And if Bob don't want to pay for it, I'll pay for it.
Understood.
Yeah.
Right?
And we believe you.
Right?
And we believe
it's a pleasure
you.
You're a man
of your word. Have I only talked good things about this guy the whole interview?
Yes.
That it's been an honor, that he's a gentleman.
Thank you.
The whole time. You know what I'm saying? If we're going to build a fight.
I'll say this. And while we're giving each other compliments, I want to say this. I was looking at your son in the ring earlier, and I thought to myself, that's the guy that beat Lomachenko. Right? I feel like he should get a lot more praise for what he did.
Course.
Because when he beat Richard Commey, and they said, yeah, he's going to fight Lomachenko. I said, he ain't going to fight Lomachenko. What a stupid decision. Because this kid's a star. He's just had a great win at MSG. They should build him. They should have a couple of defences and make that fight even bigger. Yet you had the balls to go and fight Lomachenko.
And get the lesser price.
Yeah.
And get the lesser money.
Take not as much money as you should have done.
Yeah.
Man, I went home with like 600,000 that fucking night.
My heart bleeds.
The whole world doesn't need to know that.
My heart bleeds.
And I live off of a fucking budget, but I love it. You know why? Because that's how the billionaires do it. So I'm actually thankful for it.
Always live poor.
Yeah, you got to live poor. But that's why I work my butt off over here. Because I know eventually that will come.
What I'm saying to you is you should have been the star of ESPN.
Of course, and we are.
For what you achieved, you should be a superstar.
I'll say like this though, like everything connects in this way. He's a businessman. He knows what he wants and what he's doing. Matchroom Boxing, he holds that, right?
Yep.
Takeover Promotions is coming in, right? So all the things like, we'll talk in 2 years after my ESPN
deal. But the one thing I'll tell you about Takeover Promotions, which is the same thing I'll tell you about Devin Haney Promotions, and the same thing I'll tell you about Canelo Promotions is, all these promotional companies, the one thing they don't want to do is take any risk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because this is what bigger promoters do.
Of course.
And it's a tough business.
He's talking about rematch clauses.
No, I'm not talking about that.
You got to lose. I'm talking about the risk.
He's on the show.
Yes.
So as I always say to Bill and Devin, so if this show loses $1 million and you're my co-promoter, are you in for half?
No. But you got to.
But I want to ask you a question.
Look, I say like this though. Investing, you have to, in order to invest, you have to lose first before you gain anything.
Did my advice to you?
I invested in myself. Yeah, I took whatever I had to take.
Don't invest.
But I'm not going to take, no, I'm not going to show. Okay,
let the promoters lose the money.
No, yeah, of course.
Just make sure you get the right deal. That's all.
Yes, of course.
Don't worry about the show.
I mean, I get 70% net.
Yeah, so. But don't worry about it.
Yeah. Nobody, bro.
Hey, no, but it's all good.
But anyway, I got to say something. I got to say something, and it's something that I loved about what Eddie said. Who's the boss?
Yeah.
Who's the boss?
You're the boss. Well, not you.
Not me, him.
He's the boss.
Okay,
this is what
the
I say.
Fighters are the boss.
The older generation, and even my dad included, you know.
You sure your dad ain't going to kill you for this?
No, he's fine. Because he said it before. They come from an era where the fighters work for the promoter. That don't exist.
Yeah.
We work for the fighters. It doesn't matter whether it's you or whether it's a 6-round fight for someone turning professional. They're my boss. I work for them. But that generation can't say it. If you said to Bob, tell me, Bob, look into my eyes and tell me that Teofimo Lopez is your boss, do you think he could say it?
No.
He couldn't say that.
I don't think so.
But I'll tell you this.
I'm going to say no comment.
On November, on November the 27th, at Madison Square Garden on DAZN, Teofimo Lopez is my boss.
Can you look at Teo and say he's undisputed?
No. We won't do that yet.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, but the fight is promoted as undisputed. Everybody knows
I'll tell you, as I said.
The fight is promoted as undisputed.
November 27th, I work for him. No shame in that.
Yeah,
and I'm just a promoter. He's the fighter. He's
and then
the
February 2.
Because at the end of the day, at least someone understands it, is this. He can't eat without the fighters. We can't eat without the promoters.
Exactly.
Well, you can always eat because you're the talent. Doesn't matter who's
promoting
you.
Thank you. That's
true
what he says. That's true what he says. Yeah. But he's talking about platform wise.
Yeah, but I promise you this. To make this happen, we ain't going to be making a load of money on November 27th, but we get to promote TFM.
Hold on, wait. Chill. Check the viewerships. I'm going
to
tell you.
Oh, yeah. You can't lie to us about the viewership.
No, of
course. Please.
But that's good for this.
Because I want to shut up TMT for real.
I want to make this happen. So I don't care about making money on this show. I want to be involved in the fight. I want to work with you guys. I want to bring you to DAZN. Job done for me, all right? So the rest is up to you.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.